the human being, the insan. Whether it is this world, the dunya, or the akhirah, the hereafter, everything is based on Allah's rahmah, Allah's mercy. Our life, our body, our living, our walking around, our eating, drinking, everything that we do in life, it depends on the rahmah, the mercy of Allah. And the akhirah is the akhirah, the hereafter. Every single phase and stage of the hereafter, every single second, every factor, every element of the hereafter hinges upon the rahmah, the mercy of Allah. No time, no second, no moment is there where we are not dependent or relying on Allah's rahmah. And the rahmah of Allah, Allah's mercy, Allah's rahmah, how can one attain this? How can one attain Allah's mercy? Just as rahmah increases, Allah's rahmah increases, then in the same way a person's life becomes easier. So the more rahmah of Allah is earned, the easier it becomes. All problems, difficulties, illnesses, ups and downs of life that are there, the more Allah's rahmah is with us, the more the issues start to dissolve and eliminate. All tests and problems and challenges, very easily the individual passes because Allah Ta'ala's rahmah is with that person. In the same way with regards to the akhirah, the hereafter, after death, all of the stages of the hereafter, all of the severity of the akhirah, all of the hardships of the rahmah, of the hereafter, the more a person has the rahmah of Allah, the more ease a person will experience in the hereafter. Now the question arises here, that what qualities must a person bring about? What can he do to earn Allah's rahmah? And what qualities or condition or way of life or actions should a person implement to earn Allah's rahmah? What is it? What reasons cause Allah Ta'ala's rahmah to descend on a person, around a person? Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in the Quran Hakim has told us this himself. وَاتَّقُوا اللَّهِ لَعَلَّكُمْ تُرْحَمُونَ Allah Ta'ala says. وَاتَّقُوا اللَّهِ لَعَلَّكُمْ تُرْحَمُونَ Allah Ta'ala has said to us clearly that the more a person is afraid of Allah, the more Allah's rahmah comes on that person. So Allah Ta'ala has told us the reason himself, that if you want to seek my rahmah and my mercy, you want to obtain my rahmah, then there's one cause, one reason that will give Allah Ta'ala's rahmah. And the more you increase that quality, then Allah's fear, then Allah's rahmah will come to you. Allah's rahmah will come to you. So the person who wants Allah's rahmah, Allah's mercy, should fear Allah. Allah says, my rahmah will come to you. Wattaqullah. Then the more you fear me, Allah says, the more my rahmah will come to you. Subhanallah. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, when Allah says that when my fear comes into the heart of a person, when he starts to respect Allah and have Allah Ta'ala's greatness in mind, Allah Ta'ala allows that person to do such amal deeds through which Allah's rahmah comes to that person. So what a beautiful way that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala gives to a person. Just as a person is afraid and has fear of Allah, then Allah says, I'll give that person the amal, the deeds that drag on and pull on Allah's rahmah and mercy. Allah says, the person doesn't have any strength, any power, and he's got issues around him. But because he has the fear of Allah, and because the fear of Allah has come into the heart of that person, he fears Allah, Allah gives that person strength. Allah makes him do such amal that these cause the rahmah of Allah to come onto that person. Subhanallah. And we don't need to go far. Let's look the example here that we are sat here in the masjid. We are here in the masjid and we can see ourselves that this is such a majlis, the dhikr of Allah, the remembrance of Allah, in which we have come. And how Allah Ta'ala has prepared for us. Look, Allah Ta'ala brought us here, didn't he? Think about it. Let's think. Allah brought us here. Isn't it? Allah Ta'ala seated us here, sat us down here, and Allah has established a gathering of dhikr here. So those who have come, me, you, whoever else, Allah has given us ease. Allah has opened the doors for us. Allah has made it so easy for us that Allah Ta'ala brought us to this position that it wasn't hard for us. There was no sharia excuse. There was no problem, difficulty. And then on top of that, Allah Ta'ala put love into our hearts for us to come here. Allah made it so easy and clean and pure. Allah Ta'ala has purified the hearts. Allah Ta'ala has cleaned the way for us to arrive here. So an opportunity like this, Allah has not made it a force. Allah has not forced us to come here, and we're not working, we're not busy. Allah has made us free at this time. If it wasn't the fear of Allah or the love of Allah, Allah could have taken us somewhere else. There are thousands of other things at this time that we could be busy in. So we don't have any Sharia excuse, no work, no situation that says we shouldn't be here. We're free. And if we're free, let's go. There are many other things we could do, isn't it? But Allah's khawf was there in the heart, is there in the heart. Little bit of Allah's fear, little bit of khawf of Allah has come into our hearts. And through that, due to that, Allah Ta'ala has utilized that time. Instead of sending us to something that's wrong, Allah Ta'ala sent us to His dhikr, to His remembrance. Otherwise, we never would have come. And what a majlis Allah Ta'ala sent us to. You've heard this before many times. As a Shaykh al Hadith, Hazrat Zakariya Sahib, rahimahullah, has written this in his kitab, this hadith. There are two narrators of this hadith, Hazrat Abu Huraira radiallahu anhu and Hazrat Abu Sa'id radiallahu anhu, and both companions radiallahu anhum. Together they both have narrated this hadith in a beautiful way, and they said, innahuma shahidan, that we both testify and bear witness. These are the words of the hadith. That we both, Hazrat Abu Huraira radiallahu anhu and Hazrat Abu Sa'id, they said, well, we both testify that we ourselves have heard this from Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, sami'ata. We've heard from the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam this statement that those people who gather for the dhikr of Allah and sit down, and that's what we've come for, haven't we? We've come for this, haven't we? That no announcement, no telling others to come. So Allah says, when I send people, and what do? They gather for the dhikr of Allah, that there will be remembrance now. Then they said that this is such a great deed that when they gather and form a gathering and come together for the dhikr of Allah, Allah's Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, then the angels gather around them as well. They surround those people from all four sides. And just to hear this, we should have yaqeen. Enough. Can there be anything other greater than this? Allah's Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam stated both companions that when such a majlis, a person sits in this gathering, dhikr of Allah, you've come for remembrance of Allah. Allah sent you here. What's the reason? Because you had a bit of khawf in the heart and Allah made you do amal. So Allah Ta'ala says, from all four sides the angels surround. And after surrounding, then Allah's rahmah doesn't just descend, it surrounds and it comes into that gathering. SubhanAllah, tell me. Allah's mercy, it envelopes and surrounds that gathering. Haven't you seen this? On one amal, Allah Ta'ala is giving this. And then Allah Ta'ala says, I give reward, the angels surround the gathering, and then Allah's mercy envelopes the gathering. Then on the hearts of those who are the dhakirin, who are remembering Allah, Allah says, allow sakina to come into the hearts. Imagine the feeling. What have we done? What action have we done? Ah, such a great action due to Allah Ta'ala's favor upon us. We had a bit of khawf in our hearts due to Allah Ta'ala's mercy, and we could have used many other avenues. We could have gone down to use that time. But Allah Ta'ala has given us love in the heart. Allah Ta'ala has brought us to His gathering. He has seated us into this gathering, this majlis, and He's given us such a great reward. And then it's stated further that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says in this hadith, further it's narrated that Allah Ta'ala then in His special gathering, imagine Allah's special gathering, Allah knows best and His Habib sallallahu alayhi wa sallam knows best, that in His special gathering, which they are the special angels, Allah Ta'ala will mention us in that gathering. Ajeeb hadith. Tell me what a great action is the dhikr of Allah. Where are we? Look at the tawfiq we've got. Yes. Allah Ta'ala will mention me and you and such great rewards we're getting. Then tell me, if we're getting such great rewards, then will we not get Jannah through the dhikr of Allah? Inshallah. What a great karma of Allah, mercy of Allah, blessings of Allah. Another hadith I remember on this point has a Shaykh rahimahullah also has narrated this, that if people are doing dhikr and they have a lot of khawf, depends on each individual how much your khawf increases. Alhamdulillah, when the khawf increases, then Allah's rahmah increases. Allah says that if people are doing dhikr in a gathering, the more a person has khawf in that gathering and he's doing dhikr, and then as he's doing dhikr, the tear comes out of the eye and it drops onto the ground. Allah Ta'ala says on the day of judgment that no adab on that person, no punishment. No punishment. On the day of judgment, adab cancelled or finished or eliminated for that person. So my brothers, this is a big, big result, a big situation. Allah's mercy, massive. Allah's mercy that we should create Allah's khawf in our hearts. Allah's fear, soon as khawf will come, then Allah Ta'ala will give lots of rewards, lots of ni'mas due to this mercy. And in this verse, I just gave the last part of this verse. In the first part of this verse, Allah Ta'ala has told us Himself that what amal He likes. Allah Ta'ala has told us that Allah Ta'ala has mentioned an amal that if you have khawf in your hearts, then Allah says, I'll tell you an amal, and due to this amal, I'll give you rahmah so much that you cannot imagine. Aha. So here, for example, we've come into dhikr and Allah has given us the amal. We've got up for tahajjud and Allah's khawf has got up us. And obviously that person will get up for tahajjud who has khawf in his heart. Otherwise he cannot get up. Only that person can do tilawah at that time who has got khawf in his heart. Allahu Akbar. Allah says that only that person will do sajda who has khawf in his heart. So behind all of this, Allah Ta'ala's is our khawf and Allah's rahmah. These two things go in parallel. Subhanallah. So in this verse, Allah Ta'ala said first that Allah Ta'ala has mentioned an amal that will bring His muhabbat, His love. Allah says, I like this deed. And inshallah, if we have life, we have to do dhikr now. But tomorrow, in tomorrow's majlis, the amal that Allah Ta'ala likes, which He gives on the as a reward for khawf, we will mention in dhikr tomorrow. May Allah Ta'ala give us all the tawfiq that in our quloob, our hearts, Allah Ta'ala's khawf comes, Allah's fear comes. Ameen.